Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1199. The topic is Q&A and the title is Programming Adjustments to Improve Technique Priming. We're going to talk about priming exercises, so I think I'm going to modify that title already and just kind of add that exercises in there. So, other than my notes, programming adjustments to improve technique priming exercises. We're going to talk about priming exercises and their benefits and how they can help you improve technique. There's actually many other ones, so maybe I'll come back and do another kind of follow-up with this and talk about other ways that you can adjust your programming to improve technique. But I thought this was a cool kind of topic. So I had a listener send in a bench video, and it was really cool. I appreciate when everybody sends in videos, when people interact. I love it. Thank you very much. It kind of just fires me up and motivates me more to do these. So thank you. But they sent in a bench video, and they were asking for some technique feedback. Now, their technique overall was really good, but two things that kind of stood out, and essentially what they had said was, in their bench, they feel like they're stronger than what they can display, and they just feel kind of stalled out off the chest. And what was happening was, as they were lowering the bar, their mid-back would kind of like start to open up, so their shoulder blades would start to spread, and they would lose leg pressure. So their body kind of actually flattened out as the bar came down, and then when it hit their chest, they were basically trying to press from just this dead spot, this position in which the body had absolutely no stability, no bracing, no power. They lessened on the way down, they lessened their stretch reflex buildup, because as their shoulder blades spread open, they lessened the stretch tension in the pecs. So there was really a lot of kind of like loss of positioning on the way down. So they probably had tons of power, but it's hard to press from a body that's totally flattened out and doesn't have all that stretch reflex built up. So I talked with them a little bit, talked about what their programming was now, and they weren't doing anything overly, you know, specific or significant before they had bench pressed. They kind of go in, bullshit with some friends, do some things to open up their elbows, and then they would just kind of bench. So what we talked about was the addition of or the use of priming exercises. And this would be, in a sense, a movement you do or an exercise you do before you would bench press. And what it does is you can pick different movements to emphasize different body parts, and you would pick the body parts related to a cue that you want to improve. So if we want to improve for this person mid-back tightness as they descend on the bench press, we can actually have them do cable seated rows. So if they did a bunch of cable seated rows, their mid-back's all pumped up and tight, and they got the feeling of squeezing their back, then whenever they would go to the bench press, we would say, hey, take that feeling of squeezing your back on the way down so you keep your shoulder blades together. Since the muscles are already kind of like fired up, beat up, warmed up, you have good mind-muscle connection developed from the rows, they're ready to go and you can feel that cue better. Another exercise we said, on your other day of benching, so the rows are going to pair with bench press before bench press on their heaviest bench press days. Then on the days that they do speed work, because this person does like a conjugate method style, so on days they did speed work, we said warm up with glute bridge dumbbell floor presses. So get on the floor and do dumbbell presses from the floor presses, but do a glute bridge while you're doing it. So your hips are going to be up in the air. You're going to be flexing your hamstrings, your butt. You're going to kind of flex all the muscles in your legs, and your core is nice and tight. And you're going to do floor presses with the dumbbells. Now, I told him you only have to do maybe sets of 10 with weight that you could do actually like 14 or 15 or 16 reps with. So we don't want to like burn you out before the bench press, but we want to get you prepared to stabilize and brace. Now, there's a bunch of other variations of that we could do. You could do, you know, a glute bridge with the shoulders up on the bench, but you're kind of perpendicular to the line of the bench. There's a million other ways to do that, but this was something I thought would just be fun for him, and he liked the idea of it. So it was just an example. Now, there's a million other ways to do it, but this is kind of just cool, talking about, okay, if I'm doing glute bridge floor presses, I'm going to understand how to maintain leg pressure while I'm pressing. Then, if I'm doing cable rows before I bench press, I can understand how to maintain mid-back tightness while I'm bench pressing. So, doing these exercises before you would bench press allows you to be more aware of these concepts while you bench press. And that's why I thought this might be a cool topic, because I don't know if people are using this. I hope that you are. The clients that I program for, you are, because I include it. So, for example, one of the clients I worked with, he wrote in his notes today, we do like online journaling, and we talk back and forth about different things. So he wrote, leg drive and bar path were much more consistent this week. Last lat tightness was hit or miss, but repping 350 after a lot of lat volume in the first exercise. So I think that's understandable. I still feel safe throughout the movement. And what he was talking about was one of the things we're working with him is he's very strong. Like, he can bench 405, and we just hit 405 in our previous cycle. So he's very strong, but one of the things that happens is he loses stability, loses position as he lowers the weight down. So it's similar to the listener who sent in their video. Now, I have him doing a lot of lat work before his bench press, and now he's increasing his awareness of his lats. So he said his lats are kind of hit or miss. Now, as we went through the next cycle that came through, he actually said it felt much better today. He was able to kind of get tighter, kind of feel the difference. So it's improving, and it'll continue to improve each week. Now that we have him aware of his lats, he can improve that cueing, that technique concept in his bench press. So I wrote back, yes, the idea of benching after lat work is that it increases a person's proprioception, which is just kind of mind-muscle awareness, of the lats during the bench. So they can feel cues associated with that muscle. This is something I do in my own training. I rotate through what precedes my bench to help me improve cues for different muscles involved in the bench. On cycles, I want to lower the intensity of my bench to allow for more recovery towards other lifts, I precede the bench with either chest or triceps, and I do that for extra growth in the chest or triceps. And then I know if I train my chest and triceps before I bench, I'm not going to be able to lift very heavy, but maybe that's a cycle where I want to push deadlifts or squats or something else heavy, so I want to increase my recovery capacity for those areas. So that's a great cycle to kind of catch up on some growth on chest and triceps. Then on cycles I want to bench and feel strong, like work on really heavy work, I precede bench with mid-back, lats, even glute bridges, or sometimes explosive push-ups, depending on what aspect of the technique I want to emphasize. So for you, I wrote for the client, for you, I like to focus on positional bracing concepts that's helped us feel more secure under heavier weights as your strength has progressed. It's fun because we've boosted your strength, so now we're fine-tuning how to use it. And that's essentially what we're doing with him, in the sense to where what we do before we bench has a huge influence in our bench. And that's very important to do, to recognize that that has the potential. So some examples, if I do a lot of pull-ups, pull-downs, like single arm work for lats, I like doing the variations of that, like stiff arm, straight arm pull-downs, lat pull-downs, a bunch of different positions. But if you work on lats before you bench, it then helps you work on the cueing of lat tightness in your bench press. If I do a bunch of rows, whether it's a dumbbell row, cable row, chest-supported row, blah, 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 blah row, that works on mid-back tightness during the bench press. If I do a glute bridge or any kind of hip-supported movement, like maybe a glute drive, hip thrust, things like that, that's going to help me focus on leg pressure and leg tightness. If I do explosive push-ups, maybe clapping push-ups or things like that, it helps me build explosive intent in my bench press. So I start to move with like a, you know, I'm going to freaking crush this kind of mentality rather than just, ugh, I'm pressing enough with what I need mentality. So what you do before a bigger movement can help with technique. If you have a technique cue that you want to improve, prime it. That's what I want you to think of. So if I need to improve this cue, let me do this muscle before I get to this lift. So for example, there's an exercise called a tall cobra good morning where you kneel down on the ground. You have your arms up like kind of hands clasped behind your head and you do a good morning while you're kneeling. That's an odd movement, but what it gets you used to is kind of pushing your upper body back. So if I'm doing a good morning in that position, so if you ever try these, they're called tall cobra good mornings. It's a kneeling position. But one of the things that can help with is in a squat, if a person at the bottom, they go to drive with their legs, but their hips raise before their chest does. This is a cool priming movement in the sense that you can teach them from the bottom, as they drive with their legs, they need to push their upper back into the barbell. So they're kind of pushing their upper back into the barbell, and that's going to get their chest to raise the same time as their hips do. So there's a lot of really cool cueing. There's a lot of other variations. I'm not going to go through all of them because there's like infinite. I just wanted to raise your awareness of this as a concept, as an option for you. But there's a lot of ways that we can improve technique, and priming exercises is something that I believe is underutilized. People do a lot of specific preparation for big lifts in regards to stretching and mobility. So maybe I really want to open up my adductors before I do a sumo deadlift so I can get in the best position. Sure, that's awesome. Do that. But then also, can you add into that circuit or add into that prep work some kind of priming movement? Think about bench, squat, deadlift, whether it's Olympic lifting, whatever other crazy crap that people do in life. So whatever the main lift is, that is a complex movement. If there is a specific cue that you want to improve while you're doing that movement, do a priming movement, do a priming exercise. So pick a specific cue, find a way to isolate that in the muscles that are involved, and do that before you get to the big lift. And that can help, really, really, really help with your proprioception, your awareness of that muscle, so that way you can better feel it while you're in the complex movement, the big, large movement that you want to improve. So this was a quick one, because I'm actually kind of short on time today. Sorry about that. But it's a quick one, but I think it's a good one. So if you have any questions, and you're like, I love this concept, I love this idea, I don't think I'm utilizing it to its fullest potential, but I'm kind of uncertain what to do, send me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what cue that you're trying to improve in what lift. So if it's bench press lat tightness, if it's squat, heel pressure, whatever it might be, tell me the lift, tell me the cue, and I'll help you kind of figure out some ideas of what would be good priming exercises. And then we can kind of make that into some future podcasts maybe, and this could be something we can kind of build upon. So if you like this, if you're excited by this, and it's something that interests you, just shoot me an email, brutalirongym@gmail.com, and let me know. That way I'll know kind of if this is a topic we should touch on again. But I appreciate you listening to the podcast. I hope that this podcast is very helpful for you. I hope that you take away something from this every single day that helps you live a healthier and happier life. If you do like the podcast, if you do think it's beneficial, please consider sharing it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can help. And that's the main goal of this thing. That's why we're doing it. Thank you to the patrons of the podcast, the people who financially support the podcast through the Podbean platform and through the podcast donation link we have on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year, so I really appreciate the financial help. It's only through the help of the patrons that I'm able to do this every single day. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you like the information we share on our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.